Consider ourselves some Shabbatish. So one of the similarities are to be that it's written below Shemoisev. That's to say, Bisham Ben Al Oloi. If it's Allah HaFom HaKlava say, it says do this, and it's implied you're not allowed to do that, but that's not sufficiently similar. Because it has to be written either Loi, Loi Tatsu Shabbatish, or Al, Al Sechu Menano, what you say, Hisham Rates, and one of these four Bishamas, Loi, Hisham Ben Al, is similar. What if it's not written at all in the Chumash? So the whole thing is only halacha b'shem tzimtzum. It has to be written, and it has to be written in a certain fashion. If you have an issa that's only known through halacha b'shem tzimtzum, but you shouldn't have a problem that there's no malchus. It's not shayach to have malchus. So here the machlokes is the Rambam and the Gaon of the Parish. The Gaonim say that if you eat all the chutzot, you'll like it. The Rambam quotes the sheep and says it. The Rambam holds that it's wrong. Look at machlokes also. The Rambam holds that it's wrong, that you're not like it. On all the chutzot. It's only halacha b'shem tzimtzum. That's not doing the lav dechazim. How can the Goyim disagree that the Rambam does yerech? Halacha b'shem tzimtzum is not even written in the Chumash. The Rav Chaim explains this is what she tells me, because the Goyim holds that the nature of the halacha b'shem tzimtzum is it just reinterpreted. It just interpreted, not even it. It's interpreting the pasuk. It gives you the correct shot how to read the pasuk, and it comes out that all the chutzot licked in the verses. Mamish mafuish in the pasuk. So, the Torah should be stopped. It's not really a Torah should be stopped. Kol HaNekel is part of the halacha of Safek Oil of the Good Floor. Why should there be such a thing as Safek Oil? That's what the Gemara says, Kach Nemra Hilchasa. It's a Titan, it's a Shtar Titan. But that's what the Gemara says, Kach Nemra Halacha. The simple mashmoyas of that Gemara is, that's what Rav Chaim, that's what the Ragachov and others write. What about Sreifas Torah? What about Sreifas Torah? So in Eretz Yisrael, there's a din that all the Pasuk rather only says by Klayim. And Tuvda Shamaleya Shtei Tukadesh only says by Klayim, doesn't say by Orla. But the Mishnah in the end of Tamura says that they're both men are instructors. The Rashi and Tosafot said they don't know what the pasuk is. The Gemara doesn't say there must be some kind of the alpus to making it also strange. There must be some kind of the alpus to making a fish, making a hekesh or something between Orla and Poya Kerem. Just like Poya Kerem is the strange, and so too Orla is also the strange. But the Medvar Mamurim, that's how the Rabbi Chal and others are, the Medvar Mamurim, if it's Orla there, it's destroyed. Also, she makes the chumish. Orla, the chutz lor. Surely halacha b'shem tzimtzum. So where is there a hekesh between Orla the good floor and Klayim Kerem? There's no pasuk at all. How can there be a hekesh? So that's what the Rambam Chava says, that this should also be told in this machlokes the Rambam and the Gaon. And once you say like the Rambam, that's how we assume. Once you say like the Rambam, that there's no malchus on Orla the good floor, and as far as that there's no necessary value on the good floor, then you're welcome to say that not only is it not so straight, but could some achrayim want to say it's not even also on Orla. Maybe the halacha of Moshe Mitzina, our brother, was only there to come to Bachil. Who said that it's even also Bano? You're the answer to that question. The Tafti Adoni. They used to give each other the Amorah. Not all, they used to feed it to their guests. Having the Tafti Adoni. That's the Shiloh over here. That's the Shiloh. So that's the brings up this issue.
Are you allowed to give it to an animal
to eat? What? No, it's also Bano.
No,
this is the Shiloh.
This is the Shiloh. This is the Shiloh.
Right, so the fashion is should it be on the bano? Should it be on the bano? Not on the pito now. So we don't know exactly what to do with that gemara. So if you say that all the good folks move the bano, so then you can feed it to the animals also. If you say though that it's not the bano, somehow this is a special hefta here, the hefta is getting hano, why not? I'm saving money. I'm feeding it to the guests, I'm saving money.
Very chef, yes.
Maybe not. Maybe you say if they're really guests and you have to give them desserts and you're substituting this instead of kosher, they're saving money. Maybe you'll reinterpret that tomorrow. Interpreting money. That does mean he fed it to the guests. He gave them a matzah and if you don't eat it, you don't take it, then it's not. It's not the table.
You're
No. One of the many areas, coming from the many cities, many areas that only had a position in the days we should be here, never got a position in the world. The most cheap and never applied. As soon as the mind is applied to the Rabban, all of the shaykh is
different.
All of the shaykh is different. No, no. All of the shaykh does apply. Slightly lower level. Slightly lower than the
Nikai Batsim doesn't stay the Hari Kishabari or the Ore, Nikai Batsim.
Yeah, Nikai Batsim stays the same as only in Eretz.
So, okay, Kishabari or the Ore, they should say that this is...
No, here, there's a lot of mentioned seen that to the third of the party.
Not
all over. No, not every
step.
Here.
Just
like
Kishabari.
Yeah, usually it's a violation of the Hebrew Kabbalah. The Hebrew is an exception. A lot of us are going to tell you to read it differently. So here the Titus, here in the Kiddushin Titus raises this issue. What are his little grants in Germany regarding the first year? The first year is also about Shiva Banro. We don't burn it. That's the Peshuah Kasha, that's the Samsaifah Kasha, whatever that's of Yadmanetzah, whatever the answer is going to be. The Samsaifah's answer, the Samsaifah's answer, whatever the answer is. We don't burn it, but it's also about even we assume it's also about no. What's the story with the Netzer Revai? What do you do in the fourth year? The Rambam says zero. There's nothing in Netzer Revai. The Allah HaMashim Sinim is only said on Lord. There never was Allah HaMashim Sinim on Netzer Revai. And Tesis is following the Shul says, no, there is Allah HaMashim Sinim. Netzer Revai is also included. The only zero Tesis has is which fruit, which tree should it apply to? Should it be restricted only to only to Erem, or should it apply to all trees? And Tesis has a dray. They call it from the shield. It's like this. Tesis has a dray. This, the Gemara says on the next daf, that Tzalfik called it a foot lost mutter. Not only Tzalfik can see it, but I don't remember when it was planted. These are people don't remember. They have bushes on berries, the Gemara says also. The berries that grow on the bushes also consider trees. There's also a shiloh for it. Someone has a home and he plants bushes and he doesn't remember exactly when he planted it. He doesn't remember if there's shlos or mara. That's the topic of that says the topic in the sea. Why do they have a topic in din? They have a machlokes, but that's what the Gemara says. Also called the topic of the book of Lord. Machlokes in din is also a topic of that. Even if the machlokes, that's not a machlokes shkulo. Yeah, Yochid Keneged Rabin. All you need is a topic of the book of Lord. That's what the Gemara says. Call a meko gored. Allah can part of the Torah. The Canaris is so goofy to Machlokes. Even though he's talking like the Rabbin, Canaris, the Yochid, who are Machmir. But once the Machlokes is shifted now with this person Chutz Lars, then it will be considered a Safi Koldo. And all you need is a Safi Koldo who can be Mako on order of Chutz Lars. So that's what Tayyid quotes from the Shilfid, that in Chutz Lars, the din of the fourth year, the parents on the fourth year belonging to the Yosef Arno, is Karen. The water fly is a Char. In fact, the Shulchan even has a bigger cooler that Tyson doesn't close up a Kibega on the everyday quote that. Shulchan has a further cooler that if you look there, in Saita Dachman Gimel, that Kibega's Rashi was a Saita Dachman Gimel, there is Machlokes Halkanah regarding Kerem. You speak of Kerem, so one time is of the opinion, it doesn't have the status of Kerem unless he planted five vines that are near each other, not one in the north and one in the south, and one in the east and one in the west. He's within a certain proximity, that's the status of Kerem. Kerem doesn't just mean grape, as opposed to other trees. It has to have a formation, a vineyard. A vineyard. So you have to have a minimum of five. So the shield is not such a clue, because even on Eretz Yisrael, he's asking that nectar if I applies even to apples, and to grape fruits, and to oranges. But in Chutzlars, whatever, there's a machlokes in Mako, so not only do they have the right to be Mako, but apples and oranges are out of the question. Even grapes are out of the question, unless you have corn, unless you have a vineyard, which requires a minimum of corn. That much of a kula is not quoted. They just leave out that part of the shul. They just quote Kerem as opposed to the other trees. But the other trees are prepared to be Mako. So Mako is a machlokes in Chutzlars. The Kerem is one of them. So what do you do if you have grapes? Maybe you have apples and oranges, berries on the bushes. So the first 3 years is also by Chidah Parno, the fourth year is at the government, as he said. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says not so. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not like the Shulchan. talking about the here. You have to be part of everything, whatever happens. And Taisha's quote from the Shulchan is, you only have to be concerned regarding grapes. What do you do if you have grapes, Taka? The Taisha's quote from the Shulchan is, caring about his mind is, what do you do if you have grapes? You should say this. And the Shulchan puto. And then what do you do with the puto? You grind it up, the Shulchako. And then what do you do with the powder? You throw it in the ocean. Throw it in the river somewhere. And that's what it says in the Shulchan is the Rabbi quote. You fight there on the Shulchan puto. So here they are afraid of me as quite a few kashas. Here Rabbi Kivegi is. Point on a shavukut at the bottom Rabbi Kivegi back with Tamuali. The dinas and kol atarakut a shavukat and kikasas with three exceptions to the rule. But right in the end of first, next to the last step of first, as Tarakesh Tor has all the dinas of Tidyan Abed. It says there that Tidyan Abed, you don't have to give cash. You can give other things also. You can give Shabbat. You can't give Karaka Abad and Shabbat. You can't give the Tidyan Abed first. That's why we're not to give paper dollars. Because some hold that that's for Shabbat. I feel in the story for others, maybe paper money is Shabbat. We're machna on that. But for the Mishnah says, the very Tidyan Abed, you can give Shabbat. You can give jewelry, other things like that. But the Bryce there says that there are three cases where we don't allow shavuot. When you get married, you give a ring. So it's not shavuot, you know. You have to come because we come to shavuot. But there are three cases where you need donkey test. So one is tikkun ha'ishei. You can only do tikkun ha'ishei in after above. You can't do ketzah. Ketzah sheish ol even more than ketzah, because sheish ol tzura. And the second case is when you give matzah shekel. That's also Rav Moshe has a shuva. He says that he wrote a shkipotor on the Yerushalmi, and he wrote a chibur on the Yerushalmi. That he had to leave behind when he ran away from the communists. He felt very bitter about it. He felt that that was better than all the other Sundays. So he said, the chibur on the Yerushalmi is mevara that that's a din d'orayt. The shkolim, on the Yerushalmi shkolim. That when you give matzah shekel, you gotta give keser. If that's a din d'orayt, you cannot give shekel keser. And the third din of the price is only a din d'rabbanan. When everybody comes to the Beit HaMikdash on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot for the Oil HaRegel, so they have to purchase the Oil HaSriyo. When you buy the Oil HaSriyo from the merchant, you have to buy it with cash. You cannot buy with Shavuot Sukkot. That's only Gzeira D'Rabbanan. The Rashi, Yidei HaMechoras quotes, Agam to chunks from the Yerushalmi, what's the reason, what's the Chashash? All Chashash from D'Rabbanan, why they won't allow the problem to buy it with Shavuot Sukkot, why it's the same. So these are the only three exceptions to the rule in Kol HaTarakot, but the deal is, Shavuot is Kikentus. So that's what all of the Achayim, Rabbi Kivegi here, the Rashash, and Kanan, Kanan, what do you think the Shulter says? This is a direct quotation from the Shulter. You play there, the Nether Revaya, Shavuot Kuto. You can only play on Kentus Mamas. Kentus Sheshul, Shavuot Kuto means Shavuot Kentus. Shavuot Kentus is not acceptable. You should have said on a Kuto. You should have said Mechal on a Kuto, not Mechal on a Shavuot Kuto. Perhaps Elba, Shavuot Kentus, commodities are not accepted, you need to get cash. The paper cash that they ask you, they forgot to say he said, but you should, the children forgot to say that he said bracha. The Ramam says the theory, before you were about to be played in the Mike Shane and then that's a revise. Yeah, Shekin Shalom is going to be the bottom of the revise. And the Ramam says, could say it's understood, but the Shultz is giving her like a kid to Shulchan Aruch says, and therefore Kindalah, the Shultz is written for the Balabas and for the Shutayah. So you have a lot of drushes and agadatir, and he always adds on when the Gemara has a sin, he tries to remind him, he doesn't just give Kalach. He tries to spell that out step by step. And he leaves out all the steps. He forgot to say the Brocha. He forgot to say that he needs to get Puto, Shavuot Puto is no good. How did he write Shavuot Puto? And then he forgot to write that you're going to Chaymish. What happened? Because the Yeb of the Din is when you play the Mighty Shem, it's a Din in the Chumash. He's supposed to be Mighty Chaymish. If it's worth $100, all the pay is, so then you're supposed to give $125. Chaymish means 25%, not like that. But if you add it out and you have $125, and $25 is one fifth of some sort of money. And for the Yeb, the Gemara says in Hazor, for the Yeb, the Chaymish is not the active. The Chaymish is not Yaakib, I see the Megdish, I see the Yen, I see Shane, and I see Rabbi. But the Chachidu should have written that we give Chaymish.
Because
the Mata says you don't give the true value, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that it says, Shmuel did Hegdish of Amana, the Chidol al Shavu Puto Mechulo. So the Gemara says, in Erechim, that's only for the Yezid. There's a deal usually, let's say if I'm selling you merchandise. and I charge so much, I charge way more than I was supposed to. That's a din of Ainur. You cheated me, I don't really know how much it's worth. You cheated me, you paid very little for it. You know the value, even if you don't know, b'shogeg also. But you cheated me, this is a din of Ainur. There's an aveira of Ainur, if someone realizes that he's fooling the other one. And then there's the knas b'riyebed, if you cheated him, so sometimes machter is Ainur, sometimes b'afa mekka, the one who got cheated has the right to beg out and gun. There are penalties for Ainur. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Perek HaZov, Ein Ainur l'Hekdesh. That if you cheated Hekdesh, Hekdesh cheated you, either one way or the other. Hekdesh is worth $100 and I gave him $1. Hekdesh is worth $1 and by mistake I gave him $100. So whoever cheated whom, the din is that he's not in by Ainur for Hekdesh. The Tosfos assumes that that din of Ainur l'Hekdesh not only applies to Hekdesh, even applies to Ma'aseh Sheni. That's the question. And never really said to the Pharisee in the Bavli anywhere, except for the Achrayim said. Never says anywhere. The Raman quotes the Machlekes HaGoyim about this. Many of the Goyim were Machbis, to be played in Ma'aseh Sheni B'zman HaZeh B'Shavyom. They didn't allow him to show one. But Tosfos holds not so. The Zuma Sabira Agro writes in Yerudeya, how did Tosfos know that this is so? He like this. It is a Machlekes HaTanayim. In the end, Machlekes HaBiyur HaMeh, the end of the second Pharisee Institution, in other places, where the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoya, and the Gemara says there, even though usually we rarely pass like Rav Meir of Yudalach Rebutin, but this is an exception to the rule, in order that we have some Mishnah that passes like Rav Meir, the Ma'aseh is Mamun Gavoya, he passes Ma'aseh is Mamun Gavoya. Ma'aseh Sheni Mamun Gavoya that he treated like Hekdesh. So the Bira Agor right, that was the mocker of Tosfos. Afraid of it, where did Tosfos get this from? That Hekdesh Rav Meir Shechil HaShav Kutu Mechudal applied in the Ma'aseh Sheni. So the Bira Agor writes in the Yerideya that they got it from that Gemara. If you would have held Ma'aseh Sheni's Mamun Bailin, then if not, then how can you say that Ma'aseh Sheni has a Din like Hekdesh? But this is the Gemara possibly held off of Ma'aseh. Then Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamun Gavoya, you treat it like Hekdesh. So the Din of Hekdesh, the Hekdesh Shal Amana, Shechil HaShav Kutu Mechudal, the Bira Yevet, Ein Ainur l'Hekdesh, that din applies to Ma'aseh Sheni as well. Alright, but that's only to the Eved, that's not a din, you're not allowed to do it with Hatchila. So that's the Gemara in Erechen already explained. The Gemara says that even though this Mana Mikdosh, the din is that you're not allowed to cheat Hekdesh, you say to the Hekdesh, if the Hekdesh has something that's worth $1 million, you're not allowed to give $1 and cheat Hekdesh and equate it. But what about this Mana there? Somebody with Magdish a big mansion. Someone with Magdish a Mona Lisa, whatever. And What are you going to do with it? Within reasonable amount of time, you have to get rid of it with the Rabbanu because of the Hashash Takola. So the Gemara says in Erechen that it's not permissible to be Magdish Bizmanazah. Because of the Hashash of Takola, Mishol. What are you going to be Magdish for? Someone's going to violate Mi'ilah Behagdish. And what if somebody was Magdish? You have to be fighted quickly. How much do you have to give to be fighted? So the Gemara says, Bizmanazah, she's not allowed to cheat Hagdish. The Gemara says, carried over to Ma'aseh Sheni to Neter Ravai. And that's our practice as long as there. That in our Talmud, the Poydim HaGesheni, they don't give. The Rambam quotes it. Were those showing them how to practice that the Poydim HaGesheni B'Shavio? The Rambam says we don't hold like that. We hold just like the Gemara said, the Gavi Hegdish, that the Gemara said is not stated there. He said, he prayed over Hatzila on a Pusa, but the Gemara said, he prayed on a Pusa. So that's part of the Tesis, that part of the Shilzah, we understand why he says he can be prayed on a Pusa. But the Shabbat Pusa is the Kasha, and the Chaylish is the Kasha. However much he gives, the Marcheni is worth $100. My Marcheni, I have to give Hatzila $125. And it's not Mahazer. It's a shot to kill. Why should that be Makashan at $25 and then throw it all into the ocean? Mahasheni institution, the institution Mahasheni is not going to gain, not going to be happier by me destroying $125. As opposed to a nickel, it's only give a nickel. But why shouldn't we insist we should give a nickel, 4 pennies for the carrot, and the extra penny for the chaymish? Well, how can you have to be made for chaymish? If the evidence you're not writing Chaymish is also good, but Chachachili, you have to be known to Chaymish. The other kasha that they get, why doesn't the Shilzis require writing a Seyat Stah? They just made a few mistakes. He left out the Bracha, and he said Shabbat Kuta, Leach Nitzim Yirayu, and he left out the Chaymish. So that's what the Nitzim has, these three kashas, and then he says Seyat before it, another kasha. Why do you need a pasuk? That is an institution opinion. And that the Ravai, you have to go to Shabbat Kamishkadish and Maitusheni. So just like by Maitusheni, it's a Mefurish of Pasuk and Mefurish of Parshan, Vardim, that you have an institution opinion, but the institution opinion should be carried over to an after Ravai. So that's what the Nitzib says, the terrorist, and all that the Kashi says, that the God's Me'alot is, sometimes our Chaim married the granddaughter of the Nitzib. That once in the yeshiva, when Chaim started with his radical style of shir, then it didn't have the old style of shir. The traditional style and under style of shir. Chaim came with the radical style, so the many Talmidim who only liked Rav Chaim, they never went to the institution. And the others who didn't like Rav Chaim, Joach Kook, only went to the institution, he didn't like Rav Chaim. Chaim didn't like him either. Pretty crucial. That's how the family said. But he didn't like Rav Chaim, this is a new style, and he liked that it seems like the traditional style. So sometimes Rav Zevin writes himself that sometimes Rav Chaim would say one of his knockout shiurim, one of his long marochet, and then at the end he would show them that his wife's grandfather had the whole thing in his beer on the shoe. But he would say, yeah, but it all comes from the Netflix, the Ostik of Erika. So this one's Mavish, he has all of these kashas, and he says, there it is, it's all in one paragraph. There it is, that's about three halachas, and two dinim opinion. There's one dinim opinion, right, Hisheni, that's a mitzvah to do a tigyon. And there's another dinim opinion, right, Hisheni, it's in Samadir. You have my Hisheni not to revive, that you're not allowed to eat chutz li'shalayim. So if you want to be matter yourself, dinim chutzlan, the matmer opinion is right. So he says, when you have not to revive, the chutz l'arev, face is put in the shulchan, that such a thing exists, the mitzvah of Tzlius Bar is only applying to Eretz Yisrael. So how come Manishtana, how come Orla applies to Alef HaMashim Mitzina? What do you mean that the Rabbi applies? So that's what some of the Nesiv implies is. He says Orla is not really a mitzvah, it's an Easter. So that's what Alef HaMashim Mitzina says. But even according to the Tzlius with the Shilton, that net the Rabbi also applies to Chutz Lars, only half of the net the Rabbi, the half of the Easter. The half that the mitzvah that brings out the Rabbi to Yishlaim and eat it, the Kedusha of the power, that half doesn't exist. But the Easter aspect applies. That it's prohibited to eat it at the Rabbi, Chutz Kli Yishlaim. If you bring it to Yishlaim, it'll be Mutter. He's bringing it to Yishlaim is not for the purpose of being Mashlim and Kedusha, to eat it in Kedusha of the power, it's to be a Mapir. So we need a process to say that they can see an institution of Tidyon, my Hisheinim and Ezra Rabbi, that Pidyon HaMatah, not a Pidyon Shal Mitzvah. We need it for this case of Netzer Rabbi B'chut Flora, or he has another case, Netzer Rabbi B'chut Flora is only Halacha Mashim Sinai. What do you mean? You need Sukkim to tell you what to do if Halacha Mashim Sinai? So he gives another case also, my Hisheinim Shein B'chum Shal Shabbat Kutah. He has a case in Hazor, where you have my Hisheini deraita, and that's the Rabbi deraita, there's no tigyon shalmit, there's only a tigyon amater. So that tigyon is no bracha. Bracha, you only say bracha when you're doing a mitzvah. And he's doing it when you solve your flesh. Tyson says, when you solve your flesh, you don't say a bracha. When you do have gold on a trade, you can't say a bracha. Why? It's a matzah, it's a matzah, it's not a mitzvah. It's wrong. You decide to be a on this one, you perform in a mitzvah. And you do a dover on matzah, Tyson says, you don't say a bracha. So here also it's in a mitzvah. You don't say a bracha. He says, the children didn't make a mistake. He left out the bracha to make it into this cousin. You're not supposed to say a bracha here. There's no opinion on matzah, there's not a finish on this one. He says, that's why there's no successful chaymish. He says, the din of successful chaymish is not matzah, but yet it's only the chaspila. So he quotes the tesis from the end of the Eder, about Makalov and the Deixas, and the tesis has a cloud, and he discussed it a few times, the tesis has a cloud, it doesn't make sense to have a chaspila in the right on the level of the chaspila to the other, and the level of the right to only make sense in a mitzvah. The Marshal, you have to have Tzitzit, Chemis, with Lava, and the Mitzvah, Bishnah, Yusa. The Yevet, if you have the Chemis without the Lava, and the Lava without the Chemis, you get to the Mitzvah, Shalom, Bishnah, Yusa. The Chatzimah, Tzitzit, gives the Marshal, you have to do Chalit, the Rikiki, and create a Sukkim. The whole ceremony is coming. And the Yevet, if you left out to create a Sukkim, you left out to Rikiki, the Yevet, you get to the Mitzvah, Shalom, Bishnah, Mitzvah, Yusa. But let's say, Table Zion and the Mikveh, writing again. The Tzitzit, the Shach, to have on the level of the right, the Chatzimah, do it like this. But the Yevet, if he did it to less, is also good. Tefillah the mikveh is not a mitzvah. Writing the Gemara is not a mitzvah. It's a matzah, it's an attire. It says it's good for the Yevet, it's good for Chatzimah. What do you gain by doing it more fancier? What, do you have an end? What? It's no kiyum mitzvah. Here he did it to Shleimusa. So cut corners and do it, the mitzvah to do the matzah b'shleimusa. It's a matzah the Yevet, it's a matzah for Chatzimah. It says in the area of tefillah the mikveh, or in a get, or something like that, l'chatzilah b'dayavit can only be midirabonim. You have a lot of times a get, l'chatzilah is not good to be, it is good, that's only midirabonim. You can't have, on the level of the right, and that's what the belt says, on the level of the right, you can never have l'chatzilah b'dayavit. The Tesis says, in the end of the year, that's not exactly accurate. That's only in the area of matirim, in the area of mitzvah, you have all the time. You have l'chatzilah and the mitzvah b'shleimut is azoy. And the end of the year to the mitzvah, then it will be a skinny mitzvah. He won't create so many mavokim. It'll be fewer mavokim will be created. It'll be a shraka kimamis. To have less mavokim will come out. So that's what the Nesiv writes. He says, from the fact that there exists an institution of the Tesefes Chaimish when you play the Hegdish, and play the Magishen because of Nether Zai, that's because Pidyon, Hegdish is not just a matir, Pidyon Nether Zai is not a matir, it's a mitzvah. We have a mitzvah b'shleimusa to do the pidyon with the chaymish. Yeah, there will be a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. But the shilta says over here that pidyon as a revival chutzpah is only a matir. But a matir, it doesn't make sense to have a l'chatzilah in the yevet. He left out the chaymish. That's the bracha. You don't need a chaymish, like you don't say a bracha, it's not a mitzvah. So it's a matir, it doesn't make sense to do l'chatzilah as a revival. So you don't need any l'chatzilah, you can't have l'chatzilah over here. And in the Shilta's home, in the Rabbanim, you can have the Chatzilah of the Yevet Amat. If the Institute of the Din Rabbanim, Shilta's home, who said, who ever said the Institute of the Din Rabbanim that you need Chaymish? So the Shilta didn't make a mistake. He left out the Chaymish, because you don't need to have the Chaymish on Chutzlot and Eretz Yisrael you need. When the Fayda Mat Yishen and Eretz Yisrael, you'll need. That's a mitzvah. On the Chutzlot you wouldn't need. And he says in his sister's, and that's the Teret to the Pachas, that's the Teret to the Shadr Chutzlot. When do you have a din, you eat Kesef Sheesh al Aksura. That's the thing in my training after the Bible about Torah. That's the thing in Shal Mitzvah. We're talking about a different parasha. Achli will have the Rachli. It's a different parasha. It's very often. Except for din opinion, opinion of Mati, it's not a din Shal Mitzvah. So he says, Achli will have the Rachli, take this that you eat, that's give Kesef Sheesh al Aksura. So you go back to the basic love, and they call it the Rukum, the Shavu Kesef Kesef. The Yishore Kesef is both for good. That's what he says. Once you're far in for the three kashes that accumulated against the Shultas here, one little Tesis has three kashes according to the Shultas. Once you enter the kasha on the Bracha, on the Tesis Chemish, on the Shavu Pluto, that'll be the terrorist. The other kasha, the bomb will be crawl. Why do you need two conspiracy territories for the Tzayel Ochlin? There has to be two different things. One is the Pinyin HaMatir, and one is the Pinyin Shom Mitzvah. That he has in one short paragraph. as other things, when he writes about your stories, he writes barichas to say, he writes long barichas to try to do the dying things. When he has that shtickle says, if he writes a long short paragraph, the sheer chloe is a long short paragraph. Yeah. So that was what the Gemara was discussing. Rabbi Akiva is quoted by this bright Nachamo. The bright is commenting on the part. The Kodesh Ilulam Hashem Ilulim is in the plural. Tamid Rabbi Mishnah must refer to same old hallel, two shvachim, two brachas. So one is a bracha shalafan and one is a bracha shalafan. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. And we want to know, this drasha of Rabbi Akiva, this is a real bona fide drasha Gemara there, right? It's only an aslachta. So the Gemara says, it doesn't hold any water. It can't be that this is Rosh Gemara. It can't be because that pasuk is needed. The Ilulim is needed for more important dinim. You can't begin to darshan brachal of Hanach Lachra until you figure out the other dinim. If it tells you the din of Pigyam, the din of Pigyam, Achle Bahar, Achle, that the darshan heal all this as if it were written Chimu. That is telling you the institution of Pigyam. And then it also tells you, Hilul, the one time it tells you that he's the Din of Hilo, that the Din of Nefer Revai, even in Eretz Yisrael, Din of Revai is only Noyeg on a Kerem. Even on a Geffen or on a Kerem, that's the child with the five. Each five that should have the configuration of a vineyard, a Kerem. That just means not Geffen. It's only Noyeg in this Min Teres Rivon, it's not Noyeg in other Min. So that's what the Gemara is. How can Rabbi Akiva darshan Rosh Hashanah Brachah? And then the Gemara says, maybe you can figure out the next if you hold that the din of Revai, we happen to find the din of Revai applies to all pears people. He's a little type in college model, just like oral applies to all trees. So we talk in an Eretz Yisrael that the Revai also applies to all trees. So you're left with one, hilum. Or even if one will hold like the other time, that the Revai only applies to grapes or to vineyards, but maybe it turns out from the Gereshevet for a Zakirim. So then it will, so maybe there's a way to catch out one hill. So you'll have a bracha for one bracha, but you can't have two brachas, and that one bracha we would probably, compare it to Birchat HaMos, or that's not real. How do you know the cloud that is the brachal of Fanel? How does the Bakir see that there's a brachal of Fanel? Doesn't the Gemara holy kash? The Gemara says, holy kash, we can answer. Holy kash, why? The Asya, the Kalvachayma. Maybe you're right. Maybe this is Rosh, maybe the Rakiva Dashim from the Prophet. Rosh Mulim. It really only goes on Brachachayma and other foods other than bread. How did he know? Mikan, he learns that Brachal Ochana, Brachal Ochana. Maybe that's only a Kalvachayma. The Pasuk only goes Lachra, and the Brachal Shal Ochana is a Kalvachayma from the Brachal Shal Ochana. What's the Kalvachayma? Kishu, so there, the Vore, Kishu, Roy, they call Shikir. If he's finished eating, he has to say a Brachal.
You should say
after the thank you after you got the present. But before
you start
speaking,
it should
be a call
of fame. Thank you.
Let's say when we see lightning, we hear thunder, we see lightning. We're thanking the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the Birchat Hashem. It's not a Birchat Hashem.
Yeah.
When the Irish speech takes over, become a rich man, that's the, whatever, but that's the Birchat Hashem. I thank the Rabbanu Shalom. But when you say, when I wake up in the morning and I can walk, so that's the Birchat Hashem. I thank the Rabbanu Shalom. I'm making the tzaddik over, I can walk. But when I see the lighting right here, the sun, that's only Birchat Hashem. So that's the shame over here. More is the color of mine. If Birchat HaMazon would be assumed to be a Birchat HaZoya, you thank the Rabbanu Shalom. Some it makes more sense to thank it, we already ate the food then. It's more to thank the person who's hungry, thank the person that he has food to eat.
Yeah.
But you thank the Rabbanu Shalom, then someone can come and gather the food. After he does the drawing, before he eats it, he can drop it on the floor. He won't have what to drink. After he's already finished eating and drinking, it makes more sense to say birchas haligoy. But as the birchas hashemach, because hashemach doesn't make more sense to say, well, I'm not sure exactly. Why did he more hold it than a couple of people? If it's really a Kal v'chomer, how can you say that the Pasuk, you have a Kal, whenever you dash in a Pasuk, they say, the Pasuk, one Hilo goes on Brocha. So you tell me that Hilo goes on the Brocha Shal Acharya, and the Mele of Kal v'chomer goes on the Brocha Shal Acharya. The Brocha Shal Acharya is Lom Mestapher. So is that time the Pasuk on the thing that's Lom Mestapher? Then it goes on the Brocha Shal Acharya. So you have no worker for Brocha Shal Acharya. I didn't know the Darshan, so Rashi said, no. Darshan has parallelism to Birchas Hamazon. The Brocha Shal Acharya. The Mele of Brocha Shal Acharya is the Kal v'chomer. I didn't know. Maybe this is the Pasuk. I would have known it from this. Maybe this tells you the Baruch HaMoyt. I would have learned from the Kal v'chomer from Birchas Hamazon. Those are Darshan, the Kal v'chomer from the Kal v'chomer.
Yeah, a lot of times in the Gemara was
true for the Pasuk of Birchas Hamazon, you would have been able to derive a Kal v'chomer from HaMoyt. The Gemara holds it as such Kal v'chomer. Nonetheless, those are Darshan, the Kal v'chomer from the Kal v'chomer. Unless he's going, only makes sense if it's going to make it more Mufurish B'Kroh. Milsadat and Kalbachayimah is only Torah Shabbat Teh. So if you want to say, I want to make it to a higher level, I want to have that it should be Torah Shabbat Teh. Torah Shabbat Teh is the first, a higher Madrega than Torah Shabbat Teh. Somehow the Rhyme of Communion would be there, if you let him give you all this. You want to elevate Torah Shabbat Teh to a level of Torah Shabbat Teh. But here it's not going to become, so we say the next is not going to come to Shabbat anyway, because he loses that he's referring to the bracha, is not going to become to Shabbat anyway. So maybe he can't afford to Shabbat, but Milsa Das to Kabbal Kham Tav will come to Moshe. I don't know.
It says that you come to hand with being hungry for this, you put your thing in your shell.
He makes the chilek between Birchas
HaTorah
and Birchas HaMelech. Why by Birchas HaTorah is only the Fanah? Reha is only with the Rabbon. If you finish the Ariyah, the end of the Ariyah, the Bracha is only with the Rabbon. Hashem can hear by eating, the Yitzhak Bracha is like Reha. The Fanah is only with the Rabbon. He makes such a philosophical That's the market that the bracha before is about. This is the shot of where do we derive it from? Which state began to mice and chumash? So far the Gemara suggests that the pasuk in chumash, the original pasuk state, the halt of the water of Arachas, the Shalukach, the Barmacher, the Erz, the Shalat, the halt of the water of Arachas. The original pasuk was about and this part to go, Hilulim also goes to Achareo, Abshar Macholi. And as Rav Shalom Panel is going to be our Kal v'chomer. So then the Gemara still chapters on Rabbi Akiva. Then you can have one. Yeah, it's a Birchas HaNenim in a certain sense.
Yeah.
But that's still the Shadow. Why is it a Kal v'chomer? Birchas HaNenim, but it's not a Birchas HaNenim in the sense that it's not there anything. And then he ate the food to have given attention afterwards to it is a Birchas Oidoya, Birchas Shevach, whatever. you a shell of a rhino? You say, no, I don't want it. I say,
well,
it shouldn't be a type of score in the last thing. You say, I'll show how to measure one.
I don't know, this is a problematic. The whole Gemara is going to come out to Lans Machmir. Although Ram is also strange. The Gemara is going to check this some more. The Gemara is going to discuss further the Rosh of Rav Akiva. Is it really a bona fide Rosh?
Okay. This topic will continue to be another next week. Next week we'll put him back. Okay.
The Gemara has later in Brachis that when Mitzalah, the Gemara learns our Kama Pasuk, when Mitzalah was building the Mishkan, Omer Abiyu Lemarav, and Daf Nunheim and Olive, the Gemara quotes, Omer Abiyu Lemarav, Yudera Hoi Bitzala Sarapos, Yishibir Rav Shaman Varev. When Bitzala was building the Mishkan, it had some similarity to the creation of the world. The Jot was the Shaysh's Migration, the Tosik described, and Hashem Chach Miyal Tadar, Kanish Mayim Bitzbuno, Vedai Bitzai Mitzivku, took in the Yishkoi, as the Rebbeinu was talking about being on God and creating the world, those who were in the Sabbath was building the Mishkoi, who was using also the same type of a Chokhma. Chokhma being on God, everything was involved. So the Maharashua discusses, he brought the Yishkoi to look in his Hebrew on Sufis, the beginning of Sufis. What's the Tushta? What's the connection between Briyah Shemayim Baaretz and Adatiyat HaMishkoi? Different proportions talk together. At some point there's a fascinating Yalkut Shimoni and Sefer Malachim. I think this must be the Haftarah that he was covering on the Yalkut Pikuri. It says, Tishlam HaMalachim. I think it's going to be a Haftarah. The Pasuk says, Tishlam HaMalachim Eisit Kam. Here's the Yalkut Shimoni HaMalachim Aleph Simekuf Peivov. The Yavchimani has a number of every paragraph. So it says, Batishlam Amloch Eitzitka. It doesn't say that he finished when Shlaman Al-Solish finished building the Beis Hamikdash. It doesn't say he finished the Malacha. El Batishlam Kol HaMalacha. So what does that refer to? That refers to Malacha Sheshish Mebrashis Shoma. Because when the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world, it says, Kibosha is called Malachta Shabara Lekim Lazarus. What do you mean? Called Malachta Shabara Lekim Lazarus? Who also angst is coming. It doesn't say that he finished creating the world. It says, Lazarus, Hadari Yesh Malacha Acheres. There's something left. So what's left? The Binyan Beit HaMikdash, Hakim and Shabosh Shlomo, Bona, Beit HaMikdash, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achshav Shomo Malacha Shamayim Bo'orit. And the Kach Nikra Shlomo, why is the name Shlomo? So we usually assume it says it in the ruler. You're going to have your son tell him how he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Navi told him, you got Rav Shafakto, it's not right, the Beis HaMikdash is a Malkam Shalom, and you used to kill so many people, the rhythm of it, but you're going to have your son Shlomo, he's going to be an Ishova, he's going to be peace during his life, but he should build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk Shas, the Mimidian is, the name of Shlomo based on Shalom, Yalkut Shimoni gives the difference of Lakach Mikra Shlomo, Yoshim HaShlomo. Why Shehishkun HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malacha Sheshis Vibrations? The Tech Mike's Yoda, he was successful in completing Yoshim HaMikdash. The Zoriyo says, the Tachlis of Yoshim HaMikdash was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malacha Sheshis was here to test them. He wanted to have it, his son, Malkam Ashuras Ashkin and his soul. So the whole world was a Malkam Ashuras Ashkin in a certain sense, but the Beis HaMikdash was so. So really he wanted to do the Beis HaMikdash also. The Stomach Great Meradon is a very interesting, very strange notion, very interesting. correct. They say the Chumash there is that you observe Shabbat and Hashem something that you observe Shabbat. Zecher is to the fact that the Christian from Zecher my spirit, what is the Zecher my spirit? So it says that the Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. What does that mean? So the Pashut Pshat in the Chumash sounds like the Pashut was that shot, you finished creating everything. You don't want to create. Finished. So what do you mean that we rest on, what do we rest on Shabbos? What did the Baruch Shalom rest on Shabbos? It was finished. So it doesn't mean that we're resting on Shabbos, Zechet to the fact that the Baruch Shalom rested on Shabbos. Resting on Shabbos, Zechet to the fact that the Baruch Shalom created the world, the Shabbos vibration. But that's not what it sounds like a little bit. A little bit of it sounds like we have to show the bunch of records if the Biyas of Menucha teaches that we should. What do you mean the bunch of records? And then he went back to work on Sunday. He said, finished. He finished. He didn't have a bunch of records. So that's what some of our friends today. The Baruch Shalom rested on Shabbos. He didn't finish the Brisa. Not that he rested, he finished. No, the Medrash Rabbah says didn't finish the Brisa. He was really creating. And nobody cared. Baruch Shabbos, Baruch Shalom says he knew he had something left over, but he didn't do it yesterday. So he was, and he stopped because of the Shabbos. But why did the Baruch Shalom create the Brisa? I don't know. That's what Tom Fortune say, that couldn't put Shabbat in the Chumash. We usually be interpreted, but it doesn't mean we rest on Shabbat day. In fact, the first one rested. We rest on Shabbat day after the fact, to reminisce about the fact that the first one created the world in 6 days. To be mechazik then not at Bria, yes may I. But the Pshutish one, they created not so. That's what Tom interpreted, based on this Yalkut Shemoy. But the Bria really was not finished, and the Baruch Shalom stopped his activities, because he came Shabbos, and that's the Hashivut of the Mishkan, that's why the Gemara says, but Yedeh Ha'Yabitzalo, the Tzara Fautir Shabbat Libru Shammai Vaharez, because this was the Heshav, this was the Gemara of the Briyah. And it's with the Rabbi Midrashim that say, just like it says, by the air, by the earth there, Yay Mechem, Yay Shemis, it says also, Yibayu Hashmini says that the Gemara of the Malach HaMishkan, the Chumash uses such a Malikta, which is reminiscent of the Lashonis in the beginning of Bereishis, to indicate that Haitha performs like Mar Megillah also, I think, in the beginning of the first part of the Megillah. So it's the Medrash Rabbah has it on Vayakal Tikudi, that on the Yom Malach HaGemara, Malach HaMishkan, Haitha Simcha Vaseh, Chodesh Dov, Yom Shinibur, Bo Shemai Bor. What's the connection? So that's what Tom Lefashim is doing. This is the opportunity because God was really the Gemara. God was the Tachlis, the Bria Zor. That's what the Gemara says. That the Gemara says in the first paragraph in the Chagibia that Hoy Bohagel Aforo, Roy Zechel Vabim Kroma. It's why the Rebbe Shalom ain't the Chiyo. There's always happiness. By the Pasuk says, when you start at this Kemashi, the Rebbe Shalom cries also. The Mark says that the Mistar, how the Bati Gavoy, how the Bati Baras, the Mark says the Bati Gavoy, looks to us, we look at the world as if the Rabbi Shimon doesn't care what's going on. So many millions of people were killed in the war year and epidemics and fire for all the Russian terrorists who doesn't care. But look at this, let me be clear, the Chai Wadu Pomeroy, the Chemical, that's only the outside impression. But really, really, the thing is, the Nisarim took connection. The Baruch Hashem is really crying. He's not happy about what's going on. Why doesn't he do things? Not Kasha. The terrorists of the Kasha. But the Baruch Hashem really is unhappy about this problem of evil. But he doesn't show any outward sign. The Bate Kavoy doesn't show. The Bate Baroy, no, he doesn't show outward sign. Well, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, the first paragraph, how you call it, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, when the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the Malachim were crying, and there was the morning that it was the thorough development of the Beit HaMikdash. That was different. It's like the whole Tachlis, the whole reader was the order that was Beit HaMikdash, not Stam. They had millions of people killed inside where all the Russians tell everything. Tragedy upon tragedy, gefell. That's the Tachlis of the whole reader. And that's what Beit HaMikdash in order considered the worst, and that's why there are even outward signs. Everybody can see that it's not no longer the Mestantic Kenashi, the kind of the Rasham is even done in public. So the more those of the many places, the more some go about it. This was really just the demand of the Bria was the Beit HaMikdash.
Sorry.